Shiteo de Rabbi Batmore in Mishnayos. So he says that this declaration of Kol Nedash and Rossi Lideh, so Ubotel applies to the case where he Zecheya Bishas Anedea of the Tnai. But he, in his heart, he confirms the Tnai. He confirmed it now. So we explained it that his shita is that when the Gemara says uvil izocher akhel itnoi v'kaim l'nidre, so that is, it doesn't apply to a case where he mamish confirms in his heart the tnai. Now there is the Tesis read in explaining the Gemara, Rav Omar Leilum Kedam Chino Meikore, Hocheb Mayaskinon Kigin Shin Hisno Beresh Hashono, Vilo Yoda Bamei Hisno, Vihashti Konoda. So he says, Nira Lido Igarsinon Vilo Yoda Mimai Hisno, Vihochem Perushi, Rove Lisova Lihoda Bai, the Adarabe, Imen Izoche Bishasanedea, Tnoyo Rishin Nidrei Huneda Gomo. Shema meil atnai shil kedim leneda laker aneda. Acharote shiachar aneda hikeres aneda. Avol atnai shil kidme makiach yesh lo okre. Kidm shebisho shenoda anoda becholei. Umasnissen diktone. Shemeil atnai kigen shihisno berish ashon. Voradim bechol ye. Shehu. Elo topos lochoyim amzumen. Vizocha bishas nidrei. Atnai shos. Umay kasheloch is zocher. Akhlit noye, vikayim lindorei, emes vadai, di nodat stam vlo maklum loy biviv, viloy bin libei shemidrekayo, elkiyin shoma belibei obisvosa belachash, kin sherima belibei obisvosa belachash, shalt nayo rishin aninadia, os vadai nidre potem, shar loy behol das noda, vlo mois andor malo, kim shabatam belibei, kidlaim ne beise lizaris e simulida la rogim haromim, latsme. ולפיכוך הקדים זה התנאי שבחלשו שיזכר אסנוי ויותר על דעס נוי השמי הסובו שנודע נדגומו נודע והוא לנודע כלום. So he says that the white girsi is not to be gay race. הוכם מהסקינון כגן שהיסנו בריש השונו ליודע בהיסנו. So he is gay race. הוכם מהסקינון כגן שהיסנו בריש השונו והשתיק נודע. And what it means, if he verbalized it, even if in his heart, believe, he confirmed that night, and he said in his heart, he said, so neither is he is not gay, the word, the expression, V'lo yoda ba mahisno. So he's not geiris. But he says, as far as the Gemara of Izocher Akhel Itnoi V'kaim L'nidre is concerned, so there is no difficulty. Because that Gemara has reference to the case where Izocher, and in his heart, he doesn't have the machshove to confirm that night. So then we say, if he remembers, and even in his heart, he does not entertain the machshove to confirm his nai. So mimeili tzakalit noye.
But suppose at the time of the neder, he says, or in his heart, he entertains the thought to confirm the nai. So then the neder is mutter. But so we don't. So if the Rav Bartinore had the same shite the Girse as the Tesis read, so then there is no difficulty. But we don't have to say that the Rav Bartinore had the Shita of the Tesis read and the Girse of the Tesis read. The Rav Bartinore could have been Geiris, Leilom, Kidam Gnom Mikore, Achamaskinon Kinshihisno, Berishashono, Velo Yodaba Maisno, Velo Yodaba Maisno, but the Rove mentions another Rikimte. Rove mentions another Rikimte, but we could say that the Rav Bartinore, as I said last time, the Rav Bartinore agrees with the Shite of the Rashba. So Mimele, the Gemore of Im Zocher, Akre Litnoi, Vikayim Lelinidre, has reference to the case of an Amoretz. So then, we are Cheshish. But in any case where there is no Choshe, maybe he verbalized an explicit revocation of the prior declaration. So in that case, the nether is bottle. And the Tesis Reed Shite is, first of all, that we are not Geiris, the expression will Yodabam Yisno. And then the Tesis Reed says that Rove Yisraeli can Abaye. Rove Yisraeli can Abaye. Whereas according to Abaye, so the declaration is effective only vis-a-vis the case where is not Zocher, but vis-a-vis the case where is Zocher not. So vis-a-vis the case is Zocher not. Now the Tesis Reed doesn't say that according to Abaye, so it's not effective in a case where he's Zocher, because the Tesis Reed says that when does the Gemara say he's Zocher akrali tnoi v'kaimle nidre, if he doesn't entertain at the time of the neder the thought of confirming the declaration. But if he does entertain such a thought of confirming the declaration, so then he's not a kalit nai, then the neder is bottom. So the Tesis Reed doesn't say that according to Abaye, if he is Zocher and he entertains the thought of confirming the Tnai, that then the Neder is Kayon. He doesn't say that. But he does say that according to Rove Yisraeli can Abaye's din. Now, that whereas Abaye says that in the case of any Zocher, so then the Neder is bottle. So Rove holds no. In the case of any Zocher, and if he makes the Neder, so then the neder is kayam. Then the neder is kayam, because in view of the fact that he made the neder, true he doesn't remember that he previously made such a declaration, but that in itself nullifies the declaration, even though he doesn't remember that he made the declaration before, according to Rove. And when is the declaration effective? Davken, he does remember, and he confirms that Nai, even though he confirms it only in his heart, and he doesn't verbalize it, so then the Neder is bought. So the Shita of the Rav Bartinore could be explained in two ways. Either, what does the Rav Bartinore say? That the declaration is effective in two situations. One situation is when he remembers the Tnai at the time of the Neder and he confirms it in his heart, so then the declaration is effective, even though he doesn't verbalize it. The second situation is where at the time of the Neder, he didn't remember it, but talking the Dibur of the Neder, he remembered it and he confirmed it in his heart. This is what it is. This is what Rav Bartinore says. So it could be explained the way I said last time, that he has the Girse that we have, not the Tesis Reed's Girse, but he explains Abayis Teretz will vachel yizocher b'shas aneder. He explains it the way the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah explains it, like the Shita of the Yesh Mishemir al-Hachmi. So what does it mean? Uvachel yizocher b'shas aneder. He's not mishavish the Loshna Mishnah. True, the Mishnah says uvachel yizocher. But what does it mean? Uvachel yizocher b'shas aneder. Talk in the Dibur of the Neder. But b'shas the Neder is mamish, so he was in it zocher. So that's one situation. And then Rove gives another situation. And he has our girl said, But in the case where he confirms at the time of the neder in his heart the declaration, then the Gemara doesn't say that the neder is kayom. When the Gemara says Yizoche, actually toyle kaim l'nitrei, so the Gemara is referenced to the Amoretz because of the Choshe. Maybe he made an explicit nullification of the declaration. That's one way of explaining the Rabbi Batinore. Another way of explaining the Rabbi Batinore is that the Rabbi Batinore agrees with the Shita that he's asleep. So Mimele, we are not geiris. The expression will yoda b'meisno. So Mimele, and Rove is chilek an abaye, and the aloche is like Rove. So Mimele, but so where did the Rabbi Batinore get this din that even if he was not zocher b'shas haneder, but he reminded himself toch the dibur of the neder and he confirmed it in the heart, so then the neder is bottle. So if he agrees with the shita of the Tisus Reed, so then Abaye says something else. But he passes like Rove. The answer is, in the case where Bishas Aneda Mamish, he didn't remember the Tnai, but Toch in the Dibur of the Neda reminded himself, and he confirmed it in his heart, he confirmed the declaration in his heart, so Mitzad Asvore, it has the same status as if he remembered it at the time of the Neda. So that is the shit. So in other words, the Rabbi Batinore could be explained in one of two ways. Alright, now, let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passes. I think that I mentioned all the shittas in this Gemara. But, all the shittas that I know. So, but it seems that when you go over all the shittas of the various shotim of Rishenim in that Gemara, of Itnai being effective to nullify the future Nidorim, so it turns out that there isn't, except for the situation, for the Kimte of Rovi, in other words, where Loyoda Bamehisno, so except for that situation, there is no other single situation that the declaration would be effective to be mivatel the future Nidorim according to all the Shittas of Rishenim. There isn't. The only single situation where a declaration would be effective to be mevatel a future neder is that situation that is mentioned in the Kimte of Rove. So, of course, in the Kimte of Rove, according to our Gersay, it's not the Kimte of Rove according to the Tisrid's Gersay, but I don't think that the Tisrid would be chelik that in such a case the declaration wouldn't be effective. Even though, according to this Ritz Girse, who is not Geres, Loyodama Mehisno, so Rove doesn't discuss that situation. But Mr. Asvore, that this Ritz probably would agree that in such a case, so the declaration would be effective. So that's the only situation. Any other situation, a declaration might be effective to be Mevatel in future Neder, according to most Rishenim, but it wouldn't be effective according to all Rishenim. Now let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passes this day. Now, Simen Reish Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, Hoi Meir Nedea, Shami Reitze Lidea, Lo Yehei Nedea, Vinot Ar Eli Nedea, Bamed Dvor Mamurim, Shehei Tzitchilo, Bisvosa, Lo Yimar, Shor Yehei Nedea, אבל אם חושב כך בליבי, הווה דבורים שבלב, ואינו מבט למנדר שהייצי בסבוסה. So he says, when is a declaration effective only if he verbalized it? That's the first lotion in the Mechaba. But suppose he just entertained it in his heart, בלב? In his heart he was מהריה. כל נידורים שאני עושית לידיה. So, yay, but. So then, this declaration is not effective if it wasn't verbalized. But if he did verbalize it, even though he verbalized it bilachash, no one was able to hear it. And even if he himself was not Lashmi Elohaznov, so it's still effective, according to the first Lashon. Now, the first Lashon is the sheet of the Ran. The Ran, in our Gemara. The Ran, from Gimel Medalim. So the Ran says, Uvidin du de Havemotzel Lishnuye, the Omamadia Bechashoi, Kidishel Yish Mahamuda. So he says, in so many words, that even if the Madir says it b'chashoy, that no one should be able to hear, so it's still effective. That's the first question. Then, v'yeshen, the Mechava says, da filoma kein bilachash, have a dvorim shevelet. Now that's the shite that the Rosh mentions, not the shite that the Rosh mentions in the name of the Yerei, of Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. The Rosh doesn't say in his own name. He mentions it in the name of the Yerei. Right on our sugya, so on the Mishnah, paragraph Dalet, the third parak, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Eimer Afaritzel Hadich Halish Nechaytzei Yim Kol Nesh Nosel Lider Haru Yubotel U Vilvat Shei Zochem Bishas Neder. My Koma, Kim Di Koma Kol Neder Shani Osel Lider Haru Yubotel Lishom Alei Vilose Badei Vim Tema My Kashelei Leime She Bitel Bilachash Kidi Shel Yish Mechaveirei. The same. So the Ran says Eina Chaname. Gimorim could have said it. Upirish Arab Reb Lezer Mimitz, the imbitel b'chashoyi, ein bitulei bitul, kiv di noda bistam, haf al pi shechoshav b'libei, she noda ral das noei, have dvorim b'lev, v'loi michrichim, v'loi have dvorim. Avol imbitel b'faresye, have dvorim shebelev, di michrichim, u'mieles machshavtei, livatel haneder, hilkach porich hashas, so he mentions the name of the Rehim that in bitul b'chashoy in bitul ibitul. Kim di noda b'stam, afal pi shechoshav b'libei, she noda al das noei, have dvorim b'lev, v'loi michrichim, v'loi have dvorim. Aval in bitul b'faresye, if the declaration was made b'faresye, have dvorim shebelev, de michrichim u'mieles machshavtei livatil haneder. U'mevatil haneder. Now, so this is the second Lashon in the Mechaber. The first Lashon in the Mechaber is the Shita of the Ram. The second Lashon in the Mechaber is the Shita of the Yerei that the Rosh mentions. V'yeishem rim, da'filo makei, bilachash, ha'vedvorim shebelev. So there is a machlekes between the Bach and the Shach as to the Pshat in this Yeishem. The Bach says, that the Yeishem Rim dafilo omakein bilachash ave dvorim shebelev, he means, so bilachash means that lo yishmi alost. So then it's dvorim shebelev. And the Bach mentions the aloche by krishme, by tfile, that if lo yishmi alost, it's not considered as verbalized. So here too. But if it is yishmi alost, even though it's in a whisper, and no one besides himself was able to hear it, so then, even according to the second Lashon, the declaration is effective. The Shach says, no. The Shach says that according to the Yeshem Rim, so even if it's Ishmi Alozno, even if it's Ishmi Alozno, as long as it's Bilachash, it's not Bifaresye, I mean, that people wouldn't find out about it, so it's still Dvorim Shebelev. And when one looks at the Lashon of the Rosh, how he mentions it in the name of Reb Lezer Mimitz, so I mean he sees that the Shach's Pshat is more in line with the Lashon of the Rosh than the Bach's Pshat. Because according to the Bach's Pshat, it is self-evident that the Yeshem Rim is the Shita of that the Rosh mentions in the name of Reb Lezer Mimitz. And the Lashon of the Lezer Mimitz is, he says, the way, diim bitel b'chashoyim bitulei bitel, kim di noda b'stam. Now, so if we say like the Shach, that even if he's shmi alozna, so he's in bitulei bitel, so then we understand that what kind of it, that it is a good teretz on the kashe, leim eshe bitel b'lachas, that the madir said it b'lachas, in order that the muda shouldn't hear it. But if we say that Reb Lezer Mimitz has reference to a case only when he was not Mashmi Al-Ozno, but if he was Mashmi Al-Ozno, so then then the declaration would be effective, even though the Mudea doesn't hear it. So he doesn't answer the kasha. The kasha was, why couldn't the Gemara say that the Madir said it in a whisper, so that the Mudea didn't hear? But he doesn't have to say it in such a way that even he himself wouldn't hear it. He only has to say it in such a low voice that the Mudea wouldn't hear. But he himself will hear it. So it's a raya from the Loshon of the Rosh that according to Rabbi Zalman Mitz, even if he's a Shmiel Ozno, as long as the Mudea doesn't hear, will not hear it, as long as it's not Mifaresye, so mele, the declaration is not effective. And then again he says, Avolim bitel Mifaresye, have a dvorim shebelev de mechichim. So he emphasizes the fact that it's dvorim shebelev de mechichim later on. When he takes the neder, even though he doesn't say it, al das v'sheino, where he say, he doesn't verbalize, al das v'sheino, where he say, so it's still mechichi. Now, in that mechaber, when the mechaber says, ho'im am neder sh'ani reitzel lider, lo yehei neder, v'ino darini neder. So all the nesikerim say that the mechaber has reference even to a case where he zecher atnai b'shas haneder. Where he zecher atnai b'shas haneder. Why? Because of the hemshach haloshen of the mechaber. When he says, da'afilo omakei bilachash, so havidvorin shebelev, and that's the shita of the Rablezer Mimitz, and there the Rablezer Mimitz explains it, because then it's vorin shebelev, but if he says it, if he makes a declaration b'faresye, so then it's not vorin shebelev. So it's mashma from the loshen of the mechaber. The mechaber has reference even to the case where he zecher atnai b'shas haneder. Now the question is, if he zecher atnai b'shas haneder, so the Gemara says he zecher akhalit noye v'kaim l'nidrei. He zocher akhalit. So all right. So there are other shittes. I mean, the Teisus Rid, Rav Batinore. But most Rishonim don't agree with the Teisus Rid and the Rav Batinore. So how can mechaber say ho'im haneder shani reitzel lidea lo yehei neder v'noda arizeni neder? Is in an edda. So in an edda, but in the case of Zeicheya, so the edda is an edda. So both the Prishe and the Shach is that Kashe, and the Prishe says that the Prishe says that when do we say Izocho Akralit Noivikim Linitrei, if he made a declaration in respect to all future Nidra, the way we do it at Erev Rosh Hashanah, or the way we do it at Kol Nidri. We do not specify a certain neder and say that in respect to that neder that I might take in the future, so I'm declaring that it should be null and void. But he makes a declaration in respect to all Nidra. So then we say, If he is zoche, and b'shas haneder is zoche of the tnai, so that's a raya, that's an indication that he is revoking the declaration. Masheinke, if at the time of the declaration he doesn't apply the declaration to all future nidorim, but he just limits it to a specific neder. And he says, if and when I will make a neder to asa yayin upon myself, so then, if I will make a neder, let's say 10 days later, or any time in the year, to asa yayin upon myself, so I hereby declare that neder should be bottled mevud. So then, even though, this is what the preacher says, even though at the time of the neder he remembers the declaration, but since at the time of the declaration he spelled out the nature of the neder, the essence of the neder in detail, and he said that he is revoking it, so that means that his intention is that neder should be bottled. So why is he going to make that neder? So he has his reasons, because he wants to make a show, he wants to appear before people that he's making that neder, that he has a yayin. He wants people to think that he will not be drinking yayin. But he's telling, so then the fact that he's making the neder while he remembers the declaration is no indication that he's that he intends to revoke the declaration. So when do we say Zocho Akralit Noyim Kim Nidrei, if he made a declaration in respect to all future Nidorim? But if he made a declaration in respect to a specific nether and he specified the nature of the nether, so then, and then he makes that specific nether, even though he remembers, so we do not say Akralit Noyim Kim Nidrei. This is what the Prisha says. So Memele, he explains the Mechaber, in other words, if he specifies, he spells out a certain nether. Let's say, a nether that we were by Ilasa Yain. And he says, that nether should be bottom. So then, and then he made that nether. A week later, 2 months later, or a year later, he made that nether. And he remembered it. So then, the nether will be bottom. So this is how he explains the Lashon Mechaber. The Shach explains it differently, but it's not mashma from the Shach that he is chilek on the din of the Prisha. The Shach only thinks that the Mechaber does not have reference to such a case. He doesn't think that the Mechaber has reference to such a case, but it appears that the Shach agrees with the etzem din of the Prisha. He says, when the Mechaber says, Ho'im ha-neder shanereitze lida le'ineder, even though he is zocher b'shas ha-neder of the Tnai, so the Mechaber has reference to the case where he's at the same time. In other words, he said neder shanereitze lida le'ineder, and immediately he made the neder. So in such a case, it's in a neder. So in other words, as the Ram says, not as the Rosh in his Perush says, that even if it's at the same time, so the neder is kayam. But the Ram says, the Teisa says, that if it is the same time, so then the neder is bottle. Neder is bottle. This is how he explains it. Now, this Yeshemri, the Afiloma came bilachash of itvorim shebelev. So the Bach explains it, applies it to a case or Yishmiel Ozno. But the Shach says that it applies even to a case or Yishmiel Ozno. It's still Dvorim Shebelev. Now, why? In the Loshen of the Rebbeleza Memitzi is Avol in Bittel Bifaresye. So he says, the in Bittel Bechashoye in Bittel in Bittel. Kim no the Bistam, Avol Pishachosha Belibe, Shino Dal Das Noye, Avi Dvorim Shebelev, Velo Mechichim, Velo Avi Dvorim. Avol in Bittel Bifaresye, Avi Dvorim Shebelev, De Mechichim Umeyeles Machshavtel Vatlanet. So Rabbi Kveya and Agoye, there is a very long Agoye on that. So here, of course, he agrees with the Shach, that according to the Rebbeleza Memitzi, so even if it's Ishmiel Oznov, it's still ineffective because it's Dvorim Shebelev. So what is Dvorim Shebelev? And he explains it as follows. He says, that's mamish implicit in the Loshen of Rebbeleza Memitzi. So the Loshen of Rebbeleza Memitzi is that if it's Bachashoye in Bitul in Bitul, because it's Havi Dvorim Belev, Eloi Mechichi. Avol in Bitul Bifaresye, Havi Dvorim Shebelev, De Mechichi. So in other words, now this Rebbeleza Memitzi has to accord with the lomdes of the Ran, even though the Rebbeleza Memitzi is chilek on the Ran, because the Ran shita is that even if it's bittel b'chashoy, so the declaration is effective, and Rebbeleza Memitzi says no. But I mentioned last time that there is a machlekes between the Ran and the Ramba in regard to the lomdes of this aloche of oreitze lideya v'lo yehi kayom eimer kol neder shani osid lideya so yehi pot. What's the reason? So according to the Ran, I mentioned that the pshat, it's not that the declaration per se is effective to be mivatel the future nidorim, but the declaration has significance in that it establishes the foundation for the umdene later on, at the time of the neder, that he doesn't want the neder to be kayam. So it only provides a basis for this presumption later on. But why is the neder bottle? Not because of this declaration, but because later on there is an umdene that he doesn't want the neder to be kayam. That's the Ran's lines. According to the Rambam, so it's on a basis of Chazore, like Chazore Tochkei Dibur. So why is Chazore Tochkei Dibur effective? Because Tochkei Dibur is considered basachas. So if he makes a prior declaration and then later on, So if he makes a prior declaration, if he makes a prior declaration, and later on he confirms it, so mimele, it's also a chazor, bivasachas. So it's the same aloha like chazor etoch kredim. So according to the Rambam, it's not as a foundation for the umdene at the time of the neder, but this in itself revokes the future neder. Now, so it seems Rav Lezer meets Shite is in line with the longest of the Ran, even though he's chelikan. The Ran is chelikan this chiddush. So that means that the declaration in itself is not capable of nullifying a future nidorim, but the declaration only supplies the circumstance to establish later on an umdene demuchach. So then it's not dvorim shebalev, because in other words, suppose a person would not make a declaration. He would not make a declaration. Or suppose a person would make a declaration in his heart, call an erev Rosh Hashanah, instead of verbalizing it, in his heart he would be meharer. Kol nidorim shani osit lidei Rosh Hashanah, yoptelim uvetol. And then he would make a neder. And he would confirm it. At the time of the neder, he would confirm his declaration that he made in his heart, erev Rosh Hashanah. So then the neder would be kayom. Why? Even though in his heart he's thinking the neder should be bottled, in line with the declaration that he made in his heart, erev Rosh Hashanah, but it's lo shebalev. It's not an umdene, and there is no umdene in the muach. But if b'far hesi, he stands in the presence of people and he says erev Rosh Hashanah, kol nidorim shani osid lidei Rosh Hashanah, yiptelim uvetolin, and everybody knows about it. So then later on. He makes an neder, so it is there is an umdene in the muach, so there is an ansade that at the time when he made an neder, he didn't want the neder to be kayam. So when can we say that at the time of the neder there is an umdene in the muach and ansade if the declaration was bifaresi? But if he locked himself up in a room and he said it doesn't have to be lachash, even if he screams on top of his voice. But if no one is able to hear, and he says kol nidorim on top of his voice, he locks himself up in the room, and he says kol nidorim shani osid lidei Rosh Hashanah yiptelim uvetolin. No one in the world heard it, and no one was able to hear. So even though he screamed on top of his voice, and then later on he takes an neder, and in his heart he entertains the thought of confirming the declaration that no one heard. So you couldn't say an ansade at the time when he made an neder that he made it al das of the declaration. No one knows of the declaration. How could we say an ansade that he made it al das of the declaration? So, but if we say so, if Rav Lezer Memitz agrees with the lomdes of the Ran, then we can understand that. But if he doesn't agree with the lomdes of the Ran, he agrees with the lomdes of the Ramba that it's on the basis of Chazore. So what difference does it make whether people know about it, people don't know about it? What difference does it make? So we have to say, and this is how Rabbi Kiviga doesn't mention the lomdes of the Ran, the lomdes of the Rambam, but he says nearly kavenose. The Avi Omar Trilo Mashoda Yi Bottle, Mikolmo came, Kishaneda Hakemi Hane, Rak, the Gambisho, Shenoda Kavanosi Vilvat, Shiyane the Bottle. Vim came your row, Shiye Bichal Voren Shabalev, Vilzet, Sol Shema Trilo, Bipirsum, Mucheli Rabbi. The Belibe came Mishasaneda, the Behai Gavne, the Golu Lehol, Loy Mikre Voren Shabalev, Arbemes, Zorich Livore, the Lemites Richem Klawa Kavone de Belibe, Hobilabo Hemeatsme Adibo Bottle. So והרייל לזה דהרי בסיב בייס אם אין לי זוכל התנאי בשעת הנדע בוטל הנדע הרי אב דהים בליבי של התנאי מכל מוקים בוטל הנדע מעץ ממחלס התנאי so yes the קשה against the Gaza Mimitz and the קשה is grounded in the lomdes that we said in the Rambam Shita not Rabbi Kveger doesn't mention Rambam Shita doesn't mention Rambam Shita but this is how Rabbi Kveger assumed in the קשה in accordance with the lomdes of the Rambam in other words that it's not that it's not that the declaration establishes the circumstance to give rise to a presumption but the declaration in itself nullifies the future midori so he says so how can we say dvorim shebelev after all the declaration nullifies the future neder but if he zocher and still he makes the future neder so then that neder is equivalent to an explicit verbal revocation of the declaration. But as long as there is no explicit verbal nullification of the declaration, so mainly the declaration is effective to nullify the future neder. So what do I care that there is no anansade? That's the kashe. That's the kashe of Rabbi Kveger. So in other words, in the kashe, Rabbi Kveger assumed like the longest of the Rambam. So then he says, "We nearly the dafkin is ocher klalit noy." But ze amrin on the mat the pitle became them have a pitle she yachshiv li dibure she achakein kilo nasis bitoyes we nichshol bilshei nebi li das uchilei pivi li beishovin dilu yoda mat nai lo yon idea ma she inki mizeh chlat nai imki yodu alei pivi li beishikach isno vishinerolei li idea vava bichenu neidea mimele have a dibom alie biro aner alochel in other words what does he say he says like the lomdes of the ran that we said in the ran in other words the Rabbi Kveger and the Kashe mentioned the Raya that it is the declaration in itself that nullifies the future Nedarim. What was the Raya? Because if any Zocheya, so then the Nedar is bottle. Why is the Nedar bottle if any Zocheya? Because the declaration nullified it in advance. But if Zocheya, so then true that the declaration nullified the future Nedar in advance, but the Nedar itself amounts to a verbal, explicit nullification of the declaration. But by any zocheya, it doesn't amount to a verbal, explicit nullification of the declaration. So the mele, the neder is bottled because the declaration in advance nullified the future neder. That was his raya. So now he says, no, it's not that the declaration nullifies in advance the future neder. Until the declaration is explicitly revoked. But the reason is why by any zichel itnoi the neder is bottled because if it's in any zichel itnoi, so then we say that it's in the neder was taken bitoyes. Because had he, in view of the fact that he took a neder, in view of the fact that he made a declaration whereby he expressed his intention of not having any nidorim, so Mimela, and then he took in there, not being cognizant of the declaration, so it's in Eda Bitoyes. So in other words, so it's Nidrish Goges. This one says, Vinire li didavke imeni zocher klal litnoi, boze amrin on dimad bitl mikeli ma bitl ki achshali dibore shachakein, kilo nase bitoyes, vinirshu bilushenei, bili das, uchleim pivli bishovim, dil yoda matnai lo yoneidea, ma sheinki mizirga latnai, im ken yodu alei bili bei, shekach isno, vishenei ro ulei lidea, vaval pikeinu neidea, mimele have a dibo malie, viro hanedea, lochel, umishimoche, af shechishi bili bei shaneda yi ebotol, lo imahane, kim di yedea bili bei shemivatel, vaval pikeinu omakein, avin dvorin shemolev. So that was in the kashe, the Rabbi Kveger operated upon the lomdes of the Rambam, and in the teretz he operates upon the lomdes of the Ram. So that means that Rabbi Elazar ben Michita can be explained in accordance with the lomdes of the Ram. Since I went over thoroughly that inyan, so I just want to mention now. Then, let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passes. There are so many pshatim, but how the Shulchan Aruch passes? Now, this is Sif Aleph in Reish Yud Aleph. And then, In then the Ramor says, "Vehod amrin on kol nidre b'leilim akipurim havekel yisto beediye." Umikol mokim is amrin on alzeh lahatia b'lo yishayel lechochem kimutzir akotu. But the Shach says that this agoye is shaloi bim kemo, was placed shaloi bim kemo. It should be placed after Siv Beis, not after Sifal. Now let's see what the Mechaba says in Siv Beis. Mishe hisno v'yoma kol nidora yishodeh adzman pleni yu ptelim v'noda v'sech adzman. So what does he mention, the Mechaber? That if he zeichel itnoye b'shasanedea, so nidrikayim. So that's the Gemara. Oh, atchel itnoye, izochel itnoye, atchel itnoye b'kiyim l'nidre. B'kiyim l'nidre. שאר מבט ותנועי בשעור שנדר, ואם אין איזה יחל לתנועי בשעה שנדר, התנאי קיים ונרבות. So that is in line with the Kimta of Abaye, Kimta Abaye, and in line with the Shite of most Rishani, that Rove is not חלק על Abaye, is not חלק על Abaye. So ממילא he says, ואם אין איזה יחל לתנועי בשעה שנדר, התנאי קיים ונרבות. Then he says, ויש שני, שאין התנאי מי לבט לנדר. Elohim can iskerenu teich ke nidibo le neder. Ve'yim abilibei, shu seimech al atnai, ve'yish lochesh l'nivrayim. So the yesh emrim, that's the shite of the Rambam perusha mishni, or the yesh mishemir lahachmiya, the second loshen in Rambam. That's the second loshen. And he says, ve'yish lochesh l'nivrayim. Now that's a big chumrim. So the mechaber is reishish for the shite of the Rambam perusha mishni, the yesh mishemir lahachmiya. In Yisrael, what's the psak of the Ramo? Now, so the Dagoyes Ramo that is mentioned here, that is written here, in all the Shulchan Aruch, after the first Siv, Shaloi Bim Kemo, but it should be written, as the Shach points out, that it should be written after Siv Beis. So the Ramo says, V'hote Amrinon, kol nidrei b'leilayim akipurim, have kilu hisnu behedim. ומכל מוקים לא יסמכינון על זה להתיר בלו ישיילה לכוכם כמוציר הגון. So, it seems that Ramo is חיליק on the Mechaber. The Mechaber, so is חישיש for the heat of the Ramo in Perusha Mishnei. But from the Ramo's watch, it's mashma that he is not חישיש. Even though the Ramo also says, ומכל מוקים לא יסמכינון על זה להתיר בלו ישיילה לכוכם, but the Rambam's lashon is we can put it out there hot here. General routine of the tzibur. So he makes a declaration. So then it's an ansade. It's an ansade that he really means to be mivatil all the future nidor. Because otherwise, why does he make such a declaration? If a person, he goes to the trouble of gathering three people and make a declaration before them, why does he do all that? Why? Because he really doesn't want to have any nidor. So then, it's definitely an ansade that this is his intention, not to have any nidor. And that if he does take a nether in the future, that it should be null and void. Otherwise, why should he go to the trouble and work so hard and embarrass himself before three people? If he didn't mean a belief shot, Mashein Kein, if a person just participates in the service of Kol Nidre, now the Chazan says Kol Nidre, and everyone else says Kol Nidre, so he also says Kol Nidre. So Mimele, we could say that this does not establish beyond the shadow of a doubt that is his intention. Maybe it's not his intention. Maybe he doesn't mind having Nidore. But why does he say Kol Nidre? He doesn't want to be a Perish Natsibo. Everybody says Kol Nidre. So he also says Kol Nidre, especially he doesn't want to be a Perish Natsibo just the night of Yom Kippur. So that, as you see, so the Ramo says, "Vehodi amrinon kol nidre b'leil yom kippurim, leil yom kippurim, have kilu hisnu be'edim." Why does he have to say "have kilu hisnu be'edim"? Because we could say that it's not considered as if hisnu be'edim. Because after all, maybe he just says it as they were teen. As they were teen, by practice, by habit, you know. His father said it, and his father probably might tell him right now also to say it. So he says it, but it doesn't reflect his real intention. So he said, we could argue that way. So he says, no. We don't say that it's not his real intention. Even though it is done as part and parcel of the Yom Kippur service, but if that hadn't been his intention, he wouldn't join the tzibur in saying it. He would let the husband say it. Why does he have to say it? So, omikolmokei, but since one could argue that this does not indicate his real intention of nullifying the future Nidori, so loisamchin al zelahatia below shayl lechochem kim mitzera godol, but shaloi, so in other words, but shaloi be mokim tzera godol, so we have to be cheshesh. Maybe the kol nidre declaration is not considered as a real asnoi. Mashenkein, if he makes an individual declaration, not together with everybody else, but because he doesn't want to have any midorim, so then it appears from the lashon of the Ramo that even shaloi b'mokim tzeira gadol, we can rely on it. But how can we rely on it according to the shita of the Rambam Pirsha Mishne? So when is the declaration effective? Only if he reminds himself at the time, Tochke the Dibur, of the neder, of making the neder, within Tochke the Dibur, and he confirms it in his heart, and of course, and when we rely on Kol Nidre, so it doesn't mean that we rely in regard to those things, so mainly it appears that the Ramo is not Rishish for the Shita of the Ram Pirsha Mishneh. The Mechaber paskens the Mechaber is Rishish, but the Ramo is not Rishish. Because the Ramo paskens like most Rishenim, and according to most Rishenim, so the declaration is effective in every case where it is Eini Zocheir, and according to the Shittas Ramba, not the Yigesh B'Sheir L'Achmiya. So it's effective even so according to the Shittas Ramba, first of all, according to most Rishenim, if Eini Zocheir, and it is not, and even if it doesn't remind himself at all, but according to the Shittas Ramba, so if he never reminds himself, not, it's not effective. But if he does remind himself, even if he reminds himself of the Tnai, months later, after the neder, it's still effective. So it's only a miut rishenim, that say, like the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, that it's only effective if he reminds himself talking to the neder. So mimele the Ramo is not cheshish for the shittas Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, but in regard to Kol Nidre itself, which is not an individual asnoye gmure, but it's done as part and parcel of the seder of the service of the tzibur. So there, he is cheshish shaloi b'mokim tzeir gadol. But where is he cheshish shaloi b'mokim tzeir gadol? Only in respect to Kol Nidre declaration, but in respect to a regular individual declaration, even shaloi b'mokim tzeir. So he relies, there are more paskens that we can rely on the declaration. So this is the shit. Alright. Iboyalo. Plige Rabbona na leider Rablezer ben Yaakov Eloi. Vim temzale ma plige hilche se kavose yoloi. So, tosh, ditnan, hoi melech aveire, kenim shini neneloch, im yatoneite li bincho kur shal chitin, ushdi chovye shal yayin, hari ze yochel hater as nidre shaloi al pichochem, she yochel im alei, klum omar toel bishvil kveidi, zeu kveidi. So if Reuven, that's a mission. Further, you know, if Reuven says to Shimon, Reuven pleads with Shimon that Shimon should take for his son from Reuven a certain measure of chitin or 2 barrels of wine, and Shimon is reluctant. So then Reuven says, if you don't comply with my request. You don't take a kosher chitim for your son. You don't take to chov yeshol yayin. So then, I ask the anoye from you. So arei ze yochel hater es lita shelo yal pichoche. She yochel imalei, klum omar to elo bishvil kveidi. Elo bishvil kveidi, you know, that you wanted to be nice to me, to give my son such a wonderful gift. So, zeu kveid. So, time doma zeu kveid. So it's considered as if he accepted the kosher chit. Hol avoche. So in other words, but if he didn't accept the kosher chitin, so the neder is effective. Man here, blessed be Yaakov, nidre zeruznave. So without recourse to zeu kveidi, the neder should be null and void because it's nidre zeruzi. Elo shmamino pligabon alei. That they are chilik on the din of nidre zeruzin of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. Leilom, Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, the Gemara says, Omeid Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, behai di nidrave, di omalei, loi kalbano, di misane minoch, vele misanes minoi. So in other words, the Gemara uses, you know, in English we have an expression, a parasite. Who is a parasite? A parasite is a person who benefits from all others, and he himself doesn't try to benefit others. So he is called a parasite. But in the Gemara, instead of parasite, so the Gemara uses the expression kelev. So in other words, so here, this accords, this Mishnah accords with Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. But the question is, according to Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, why do we have to resort to Zehu Kveidi without recourse to Zehu Kveidi? The neder should be null and void on the basis of, on the score of Nidre Zehuzin. The answer is, here it's not Nidre Zehuzin. Nidre Zehuzin means that he doesn't mean it. He only means to induce the other fellow. He's not serious about it. But here, if it's not Zehu Kveidi, so then he really means it. It's not just for the purpose of pressuring, of inducing. He really means that he's very sincere because he doesn't want to be a parasite. This is what the Gemara says. Now let's see. All right, other Gemara, because the Rambam discussed that. Tosh, ho'im al chaviri kinim shatun enesli. Im atun eisim libni kosher chit nishtichom ishol yayin, reb meyoyim rad sheyitein, vachachem meyim rimab zeh yoch lahat res nish leal pichochem, sheyocholim ari niklis kabalti, tal medom ari niklis kabalti. Hola voche, nederu, mane. Hier was am Jakob in Jerusalem habe. Er lav rabonon, u pflege. So ich morgen says, loy leilom, was am Jakob. Und mit der Blazer bei Heidi nid rave. Mich in Tomale, lav malkano, die man hinne loch, wie atle man es li. So in other words, so the expression used for someone who is a Baal Chesed, in other words, who is only interested in helping out others, and he doesn't expect the one whom he benefits to reciprocate, is Melech. Because Malchus, a Melech is the symbol of Chesed. So in other words, so here it's not Nidre Zeruzin, because he's very sincere about it. So without recourse to Harinikin's Kabalti, so then the Neder would be Kayom. It's not done just for the purpose of inducing, of pressuring, but he's very serious about it, because he doesn't want to be a big Baal Chesed. He doesn't want to help out all the others, and that the others who are helped by him should not reciprocate to him. So Memele, only because of Arinat is Kabalti. And Remeyer is Chilik even on that. Alright. Now let's see that. Yiboli plik Rabon Ali Rabbez Abba Yaakov Veloi. Oloi plik. Dikli suke beochem, shum dil maat kam kam rabon in zes uz nave, el mekhav leke ya shel pim libem shavim. Dakh mitkhilo yoretsim shel shedenrim. Avo mad khavir she khlets le ikel mema shebidaf ki omad yeret. Kinem shani nenel, kinem ma shani nenel mishalof. Kuma maat um dikleidi she khavir alot kham neapries, she yiru shani khosh be nekho. She atreitz litnu li matone ze u kveidi, she skabit yise ke she yiru she atreitz litnu vani in ritzel kave. Va mrinem birushalme, der meya de polit bidor preise. Ligabe, the question of Arin Kiskabalti, whether he can say Arin Kiskabalti or not. Polik name boho, um forish osom be my plige. Ligasino no ma rabzeir, as nado, it's just as his chilik and Arin Kiskabalti, his chilik and zeu kvedios. Be my plige, ligasino no ma rabzeir. bis tam khluk man an kayam im ki zeh im mit kveidi zeh im mit kveidi kli ma ki zeh im klum ma mit kveidi ma de khilik olo ve im loy ki alo kveidi nis khavanti ki zeh khabe shi di kalo ma tonem meni di ve haklosa im ki zeh im mit kveid khov zeh im mit nei kveidi di kulam le pligdi shori ki non kayam im bis tam Der Meier immer stammt, wie ich sehe, mit Kleidi, wie sehe, mit Kleidi. Ich habe Bonon, Amrin, stammt, wie ich sehe, mit Kleidi, wie sehe, mit Kleidi. Loi, ich habe Leser bei Jakob, Afra Leser bei Jakob. Ich bin Tom, aber ich habe Kalban. So, we have two Schittes hier. Woche, wo die Scheich, wie mein Roche, mit ne Scham, Samen, Eiser, Latzmen, ich sehe, Mizumen. Ruwe in der Madi hier. So, he is the Mizamen. He invites Shimon to accept a gift from him. Kosher chitim for Shimon's son, or Shlichov Yishol Yayim for Shimon's son. So, Zamzamein, and Shimon is reluctant to accept that gift. So, to accept this invitation. So, the Mizamein is a seir al atzmei nichzei amizumen. Umishimochi ikele meimar, di davke koma ashen reitzel honis mimenu, elim ki yikabel hu mimenu gam kin hano yezu, di kur echot shol chitim. So only in this case, because through that neder, he wants to practice, to act out that he is not a parasite. So the lav kalbu, avud masnis neichashayich lemei maroche, v'amzamen neiser olof nichse amizumen. The other rabbi nechosef uezer imzumen, im lo yimikavu men gamach shvano yezu. That's one shift. V'achirim ha'imrim, v'mishum hoche, most Rishonim appear to agree with the shita of the Acher. V'achirim ha'imrim, v'mishum dohoche bo'y limitn lo'y maton l'rubin. Mashma dovet l'yidoch na'ich nafshi. Di loy l'havayoyim l'yach maton. Because the fact that he is willing, he is so eager to give such a tremendous gift to Shimon. Why is he so eager to give such a tremendous gift to Shimon? Obviously, he feels indebted to Shimon. Shimon probably helped him out. So he feels grateful to Shimon. So Mimele, we can say Lav Kalbano. Only when he is indebted. But when he's not indebted, not. Suppose he would say, "Kenem sheni nenelach, imi atonei teil, imi atosheise keishol mayim from the faucet." So, according to the first lotion. So we could say Lav Kalbano, but according to the second lotion, we couldn't say because the average person does not feel indebted to the other person just because the other person let him drink from the faucet a glass of water. But according to the first lotion, even in such a case we could say Lav Kalbano. According to the second lotion, in such a case we wouldn't say Lav Kalbano. Harinikles Kabalti Miforesh. All right, I think we'll just leave it here. By Harenikilis Kabalt. Harenikilis Kabalt. Miforesh, the Fodale Domda. Miforesh, Befelik Mishor say, the Haine Taime, the reason is why the Chachomim say that the Madir, who answered the Anoye of the Mudah from him, Ruvin said to Shimon, "Kenim shaton endlessly imi aton nesin libni kushal chiti u'shtechov yishol yain." So the Chachamim say that avzei yochel hateres nishleal pichochem sheyochel leimar. I stipulated that if you don't give my son a kushal chitim, so then you shouldn't be allowed to have anoye from me. Harinuk is kabalt. So, Miforesh Bidmore, Befirik Mishor say, the Haine Taime Mishim La Avoche Didei Yechabe. What was the purpose of this night? That to accommodate his son. So, Mimele, he can say, Arilik is Kabal. Vohori Yitzrich. So, at that time, I thought that it would be necessary for my son. But now I realize that he can get along without that kosher chitin. So, Mimele, he can say, Arilik is Kabal. Now, So the son should say, "Arinuk is kabalno." Not he. Why the father? So he says, V'davke kishabonim smuchim al shulchone. So in other words, by giving ikur shel chitin shtechovi shel yayin to the sons of Ruvei, he in effect is accommodating Ruvei, because they are somach al shulchone. Yibchai gav neshayich l'mim al avoche nidei yechav, shel yitztorich leitzim shel yitzor. V'hovi yitzrich, uvichai, uvichihai, hu yocheleim akei. Avol ein abonim smuchim al shulchan aviyem. So havi yivche, dil avoche diduko michav. So then, when will it be considered as if he did give his sons a kor shel chitin, shtei chovim shel yayin, if the sons will say harinu harionu kilis kabalnu, not if he says harinu kilis kabalnu. V'chol shomru heim harinu kilis kabalnu, hitura neda. V'ilo amar ofke, im it vofku. Now, because of Arashbo, Zal, so from that Gemara it's mashma, since the reason as to why he can say Harinit Kis Kabalti is because Lahavoche Didei is Chavei. So what's the pshat of Harinit Kis Kabalti? It's not Michile on the Tnai. It's not on the basis that he can be Mechol the Tnai, forego on the Tnai. It's considered as if he did give, as if the Muder did give a Koshal Chidi. Not that he is meichel, he is mivadal that night, but it's considered as if the Muder did give the sons of the Madia Koshal Chidin Chov Yishol Yai. In other words, it's considered as if he did give. So, then he says, because of Arashbozal, the davke b'kiyo ma'ise shayach l'meimah harinu kiliz kabalti. The chiven sha'afilu hoyo mikabel memenu hoyo yochel arzelei af ya'achshov yochleima harini kiilu his kabalti. Kili his kabalti. Ve'azarticho di afuche matar tolomri abu bibitlu ma'ise kigen shoma nechose yasur loch im telech mokim pleini ilu shayich l'meimah roche leima le'ariu kiilu lo yolachto shi'yefsha. So there seems to be a stira in the lotion of the Rashi. You see, the question is this: this aloche of Harinu ki Harinu kelis kabalti, what's the pshat? Is it a aloche that if somebody makes a certain tnai, stipulates a certain tnai, so he's at liberty to forego on the tnai, to be mevatel the tnai, or not that he is at liberty to forego, to waive the tnai, but it's considered kiyum atnai. In other words, suppose he would give the kor shel chitin. So of course he wouldn't be osa banoi, because he fulfilled it. It's kiyum of the purpose of the tnai. You see, the purpose of the tnai. What was the purpose of the tnai? The purpose of the tnai here was that the mother should give a kushal chitin to the mother's son. Suppose the mother did give a kushal chitin to the mother's son. So then the purpose of the tnai would be fulfilled. So he wouldn't be osa banoi, because the tnai was keinim she'atonenesli im i'atoneisein libni kor shel chitin. In other words, so we shouldn't say that the kiyum atnai consists, the kiyum atnai consists in giving the son of the madir kor shel chitin. On the contrary, the kiyum atnai would consist in the non-giving. But the kiyum of the purpose of the tnai consists in giving a kushal chitin to the son of the mother. So suppose the muder would give Shimon, the muder would give the son of Reuven, the madia, a kushal chitin. So then the purpose of the tnai would be fulfilled. And if the purpose of the tnai would be fulfilled, so memele he wouldn't be osa banoi. So Harinik is Kabalti. The Pshat in Harinik is Kabalti is that it's considered as a kiyum, if he says arimik is kabalti, so it's considered like a kiyum of the purpose of the tnai. Or the pshati is no. Not the arimik is kabalti is considered like a fulfillment of the purpose of the tnai. But arimik is kabalti is a bitla tnai. He waived the tnai. Now, so there is a stira, a contradiction in terms in the Hesber of the Rashbo. Because of Rashbozal, the Dafke Bikiyomaisa, because this is not the Ran's Loshin, this is the Rashbo's Loshin. The Dafke Bikiyomaisa Shayach Lemeimar, Hareini Kili is Kabalti. The Chivn Shafilo Hoyo Mikabun Men, Hoyo Yochil Harzalei, Ach Miachshov Yochil Leimar, Hareini Kili is Kabalti, Ve'arzil Ticho, the Afuche Matarte Lomali. So since the Rashbo uses Loshin, Afuche Matarte, I mean, the expression Afuche Matarte is an expression that is mentioned in the Gemara in Ksuves. I think Daf Kufyut, or Daf Kuftes, or Daf Kufres. So in other words, when Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon, owes money to Shimon, and Shimon borrowed money from Ruvain. So the Gemara says, Afuche Matarte Lomali, so you don't have to be gave from Shimon, and then Shimon should be gave by Ruvain. Why resort to so much trouble? So the debts cancel each other. And let's say if Ruvain owes $200 to Shimon, and Shimon owes to Ruvain $100, so instead that one should collect $200 and the other one $100, so there is an easier way. Let one collect just $100. So so the Gemara uses the expression in Ksuves, at the end of Ksuves. Hafuche matar telomol. Hafuche matar telomol. In other words, why it's like a person who wears a jacket that is reversible. In other words, if one side becomes dirty, so then he can turn it over on the other side. Suppose the other side is also dirty, so there is no need in turning it over to the other side. Hafuche matar telomol. That's the literal meaning. Why? What's the purpose of turning over the baguette, the jacket? So since the Rashbo uses the expression Afuche Matarte Lomali, why turn over the jacket just as good or just as bad, the other side as this side? So that means, that implies that the longness of the Rashbo is that the whole halacha of Harinik Iskabalti is not that the Madir is at liberty to be mivatal that night, to wave that night, but it's considered like a fulfillment of the purpose of the tnai. What was the rotzen? What was the kavone, the objective of this tnai? When he said, So the objective was that the muda should give the kosher chitin. That was the objective. If he says, so the objective of the tnai is fulfilled, not that he waves the tnai, he's mevatel the tnai. He's not mevatel the tnai. But the objective of the tnai is fulfilled. The objective of the tnai is fulfilled. So that's how it's mashma. But then, so memele, we could only apply the aloha. And he, the Rashbo, emphasizes the longness of Afuche Matarte Lomali. Where is the chayach to say Afuche Matarte Lomali? If Ruben says to Shimon, if Ruben says to Shimon, Kenim Shaton Enesli, Imi Atonesen Libni Kur Shalchit. So the objective was, what did he want, Ruvain? That Shimon should give a kosher chitin. But suppose that he said, Ho'im al chaveri, kinim shatonenesli, im i atomihalich, limokim pleini, im i atomihalich limokim pleini. Imi atomihalich limokim pleini, and he didn't go. But Ruvain will say, I consider it as if you did go limokim pleini. So then it's not shayach to say Afuche Matarte Lomali. If the tnai consists, if the rots of the tnai, the objective of the tnai is that he should pay, give something. So then we can say, and then the mother says, Harin Likis Kabalti, so we say it is just as if he did give the kosher chitin, and then he returned it back. So then, he certainly would be osa banoi. So what difference does it make whether he gave the kosher chitin and then he gave it back to him, or he didn't give it? So I mean, so afukam atatolam. But if the tnai was arei kenim shaton enesli im iato im loyteleich lemakim pleini im loyteleich lemakim pleini. So then we cannot say afukam atatolam ali, and he didn't go lemakim pleini. So and but then he, the matter says, I don't care. So it's not shayach to say afukam atatolam ali. So from the on account of the use of the expression afukam atatol omali, so this halacha of harinikis kabalti would only be shayach if the tnai consists, if the objective of the tnai consists in giving something. So then we can say afukam atatol omali. But if the rotzen of the tnai, if the objective of the tnai was that he should walk is to a certain place, he should do something, so then you cannot say afukam atatol omali. Let's say if the objective of the tnai was that he should give something, a sum of money or a certain food, some kosher chitin shdechom shal yayim, so then we say afukam atatol omali, because what difference does it make whether he gives the kosher chitin and then it's returned back or he doesn't give it? But if the objective of the tnai was that he should walk lemo complaining, so then we cannot say what difference does it make whether he goes to that place and he returns or he doesn't go to that place. I mean, going to a certain place and then returning is not like not going to that place. So in other words, so from the use of the expression afukam atatol omali, it appears that the Rashba, that according to the Rashba, so the whole halacha of Kelis Kabalti is not on the basis of bitul atnai, but it's on the basis of mechilas atnai. It's not on the basis of mechilas atnai and bitul atnai, but on the basis of kiyum, of the objective of the tnai. But then he says, avul bitul maise. But if the tnai was bitul maise, what did it mean? Bitul maise. Bitul maise means that the purpose of the tnai, the objective of the tnai, was that the muder should refrain from a certain act. Kiyum maise means that the objective of the tnai was that the muder should do a positive act, and bitul maise means that the objective of the tnai was that the muder should refrain from a certain maise. What was the rotzen? What was the objective? In other words, the madir does not want the muder to go to a certain place. Let's say that plainly he has a certain celebration, and he invited Shimon. He should go. But Reuven the Madir is angry at that plane. So he doesn't want that Shimon should go to the plane. So he said, Nichosay asur alecho im tilech l'makom plane. If you will go to that place, I'm angry at that person. I don't want you to go. And if you'll go to that place, then Nichosay asur alecho. So in such a case, L'shayach l'mei meroch elim alei, hareyu kilu lo yolachto. In other words, so here he emphasizes not the concept of afukam atatol omali, but something else. In other words, if the objective of the tnai was the doing of an act, a positive thing, so then he shayach to say arinik is kabalti. In other words, I consider it as if you did it, even though b'mtzias you didn't do this act, but I consider it as if you did it. But if the objective of the tnai was that the muder should refrain from a certain act, and he didn't refrain, he said, and he did go. So then the matter cannot say that the act that you did, which I didn't want you to do, is I consider as if you didn't do it. In other words, the halacha of harinikis kabalti only implies that the act that was required, that wasn't done, can be considered as if it was done. But Harilkis Kabalti does not imply such a big chiddush that the act that was done and he didn't want it to be done should be considered as if it wasn't done. So it's another along this. It's not, this is not on the basis of Hafuchem Atar Delomali. So the Kerneiro, he really says, the Kerneiro points out this contradiction in the Loshin of the Rashi. So the Kerneiro, he says, he says, Elonire, Ploimahane El Bechai Gavne de Vasnissi, the Atnayu Shayitin Libne Kirshal Chitin, Vichashayema, Harinikles Kabalte Areze Kiluki and Noi. So it's considered, so it's not on the basis of Bitl Atnai, but it's considered as a fulfillment of the objective of the Tnai. The Mayitale, Kim Deinzeretel Kabel, Vain Likorli Pesach, Vitarton Ed Vatorasneda, Kim Shumikayim Atnai, Avol Bisho. The Rashbo says that if the Tnai is in the Chosei Asur Lecho, in Teilech Lemotim Pleini, so then he cannot negate the Tnai. So he says, no, not only in the case of the Chosei Asur Lecho, in Teilech Lemotim Pleini, but even the case of Nechosen Asur Lecho, im loy telech lo complaini. Only when the Tnai consisted in giving something. So then we apply this, the svore of Hafuchem Atar Delomali. Of Hafuchem Atar Delomali. So, but, or else this is what the Kerneiro says. But the Rashbo says the reverse. The Rashbo says that when can he not do away with the Tnai? When can he do away with the Tnai? When can he not do away with the Tnai? If the Tnai was in Teilech Lomokim Pleini, Bitomaisi. In other words, where the Rotzen of the Tnai, where the objective of the Tnai, was the refraining from a certain act. But if the objective of the Tnai was the doing of an act, whether the act consisted in giving money, or the act consisted in doing something, let's say walking to a certain place, so then he can do away with the Tnai. So in other words, so it's not on the basis that there is kiyum at Tnai, there is a kiyum of the objective of the Tnai, but it's on the basis of bitl at Tnai. He can be meikol on the Tnai, he can waive the Tnai, he can forego on the Tnai. So then it's not because now what Gemara in Gittin says that the reason is why you can say Arilik is kabalti mishum daravoche di deyicham. Because the Tnai was, the purpose of the Tnai was that he should be accommodated with the Kushal Chitin. So, if Harilik is Kabalti, so he is accommodated. So it's not that he is Mivatl the Tnai, but there is a Kiyum of the objective of the Tnai. So, I mean, this is the Kashe of the Kerneiro against the Rashbo. But the Rashbo himself uses the expression Hafuchem Atar Delomali. And that expression Hafuchem Atar Delomali is expressive of the lomdes of the Kerneiro. So how can we explain it? Now, so it seems that in Hanami, of course, in view of the fact that the Rashbo uses the expression Hafuchem Atar Delomali, so we see that the Tarinukis Kabalti is not a din, is not expressive of a din, that the one who is masnei Tnai is at liberty to be meichel on the Tnai, to waive the Tnai. That not. But this is considered as a kiyum of the objective of the Tnai, as the Kerneiro says. And as the Rashbo explains it with the expression Hafuchem Atar Delomali. So in other words, what does it mean when the Gemara uses the expression in Ksuves Hafuchem Atar Delomali? Ruven borrowed $200 from Shimon, and Shimon borrowed $100 from Ruvain. So instead of being gave, instead of one malve being gave $200, and the other malve being gave $100, so the result will be that $100 net is collected, So all that Beis Din does is to collect the $100 from the malve of the $200 loan. So in other words, that means that by Beis Din, by collecting, by being given for the malve of the bigger loan, in effect, is collecting for both loans. But instead of working hard, so Beis Din does it in an easier way. In an easier way. So this is the meaning of the expression Afuch HaMatarte. Afuch HaMatarte. So in other words, the expression of Afuch HaMatarte indicates what? Svoy. In other words, that when Reuven was masne, Kenim she'atonenesli matonesin libni koshal chitin, he said it to Shimon, matonesin libni koshal chitin. So in other words, so what was the purpose of the tnai? The objective of the tnai is that Shimon should give Reuven's son the koshal chitin. So if he says, if Reuven says arin kes kabalti, so that objective is fulfilled. There is a kiyum of that. There is a kiyum of the objective of the tnai. Not that arin kes kabalti is based, is expressive of the aloche, the masne, that Reuven can be mevatel at night. No, he cannot be mevatel at night. But here, there is a kiyum at night. That's the this is indicated by the expression of Ruhamatad anomaly. So why? So then the kashe of the Karneiro is, so not only in the case of Bittel Maise, Nechose Asur Locha, in Telech Umokim Tlaini, even the case of Kiyum Maise, but Nechose Asur Locha, in Loi Telech Umokim Tlaini, he should not be able to say, Yarenit is Kabalti. And he says, the Rashbo, only in the case of Bittel Maise, of Nechose Asur Locha, in Telech Umokim Tlaini. So the pshat is, everything is based upon Afuch HaMatarte anomaly. In other words, but even if the tnai was nichosay asurin alecho im loy telech lemakim tlaini, im loy telech lemakim tlaini, as long as the objective of the tnai was a kiyum ha'ise, a certain positive act that Shimon should do something, whether that act by Shimon that is expected of Shimon consists in giving money, in giving an article of food, or in doing a certain service. In other words, he wants him to come, let's say, to the wedding of his son. And he has to walk a long way in order that Shimon, in Telech, he says, Nechosai, Kenem Shatonenesli, Im Iatonesen Libni, no, Kenem Shatonenesli, Im Iatohelech Lemokim Pleini. And the Mokim Pleini, and he's interested that Shimon should go with Mokim Pleini. Why? Because in Mokim Pleini there will be the wedding of his son. So he wants him to dance, he wants him to play at the wedding of his son. And then he says, Harinik is Kabalti. He didn't go with Mokim Pleini, he didn't play at the wedding of Reuven's son. So he can also say Harinik is Kabalti, he can also apply the aloche of Afuch HaMatarte Lomali. Because there is aloche, the Gemara says in Dushin, that if the Isha says to the Mikadish, Schreit lifonai, Rekeit lifonai, and he's Mikadisher with that service, so she's Mikadeshes. Because that's Anoye, that's Kesef. So what's the Pshad, the Anoye is Kesef? Because the Anoye is Mechayev Kesef. If somebody, let's say, dances for someone, he plays for someone, so he's rendering a service for that person. So that Anoye is Mechayev Kesef. And if the Mikadish, the Baal, he plays or he dances for the Ishe, he's doing the service for her, and he doesn't charge her. So in effect, he's giving, let's say, like this, he would charge, let's say, $10 for playing before her, for dancing before her. So Mimele, and he doesn't charge her. So Mimele, in effect, he's giving her $10. So it's Kesef. So she's Mikudeshes. So Mimele, so the same Lomdes of Afuch HaMatarte Lomali, we can apply to any tnai of kiyum ha'maaseh, not dafke kiyum ha'maaseh of giving money or of giving a food article like kushal chitin and shtei chavi shel yayin, any positive act, and which is a service, since the master stipulated it. So why did he express his rotzen that the muder? Why did the muder say the muder that he expects the muder to do a certain act, because that act is of service to the Madir. So Mimele, when he does that act, in effect, he's giving him something. Whether he's giving him something tangible, or he's giving him kesef, because it is a anoye that can be translated in kesef, like shreikli von ari, keikli von ari. So memele, if Ruben the Madia says to Shimon and Mudea, keinem shatin elisli, im yato mihalachim atapleini.
So in other words, what does the Madir expect the Muda to do? A certain service.
To go to Martin Plainy. He wouldn't mention Martin Plainy if it didn't involve any benefit to him.
So it is of benefit to him.
So Mimele, suppose he would go to Martin Plainy. So even though at first he expected him to do it